He's in a train yard. Yeah, he's in a train yard. He's just like, and the Bearcat is in front of him. I'm like, damn. Let me turn off the music before I get like hit with a. Hello, everyone. This man's trying to get me like caught, and I'm like, I'm looking at this shit like.
Nah, you can't do.
Another chase in Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen. Another chase, another day. Things going wild. Train yards full of packages. Amazon packages.
Los Angeles is the Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West, bro.
Turned into that again, man. Except, you know, Will Smith isn't out here slapping.
Bro, I can't. I don't even know where the intro button is anymore, bro. I'm useless.
Oh, dude. And we're going live. Welcome, 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 as Mario would say. And we miss you, Mario. Come back as soon as you can. This is Fuel Talk. I am the one who owns South Talk Soccer, a.k.a. Sostradamus. And with me, Montana Max himself.
Yeah. That's right. Montana Max, Sauce Man, Fuel Talk, just in the building.
Oh, man. It's been a crazy week. It's football. Let's kick off where we all thought it was going to end in some like crazy form. Real Madrid, Chelsea. We were watching this shit.
Right.
We were already claiming victory for Chelsea. Fucking Timo Werner doing what Timo Werner never does. And that somehow then all of a sudden, a couple minutes pass by, Luka Modric does. It's not even a pass. It's a thing of, it's sex. Just look it up. It's on Pornhub already. Just go watch it. It's just, oof. Rodrigo scoring. You know the rest. Extra time. Benzema. Let's just go home, everybody. Let's just go home. Jay, thoughts?
That was a great game. Great game. Scary, bro. It was scary. It looked like Chelsea was about to take that shit, bro. Brazilian magic off the bench. Modric with a crispy ass outside of foot pass. Rodrigo Goes puts it in. And that's it, bro. Similar to how Sergio Ramos hit that goal in the final, Champions League final against Atletico, just out of nowhere, when it looks like they're about to lose. He hits that goal and then they go to extra time. And then just the experience of Real Madrid being there constantly, Karim Benzema. I tweeted, I said, you guys are crazy if you think Benzema's not running it back in this game. He's going to score, and he did. So,
yeah, it looked shaky there for a couple minutes, you know, for the first half and going into that second half.
Honestly.
Yeah, we're all ready to just be like, especially me. I was ready to come on here and just roast
up
everybody. And you know what?
He was heating up in the chat.
Still, motherfuckers left it to the last minute. How can you do that? You almost arsenaled this shit. And I mean arsenaled it like a mother.
It was close.
But experience, like you said, Jay, it is the experience of that Real Madrid squad. It's being there time and time again. This is their competition. Always be their competition. Doesn't matter who you put in front of them. Last year, it was a fluke. It was a big fluke. Chelsea got the better of them. But this time around, damn. But I'll put this. Had that disallowed goal not been disallowed, I think things would be different.
Yes. That is fair. That's a fair thing to say, bro. Because that goal, that's when I thought it was done. Yo, so Marcos Alonso killed a person and he still plays football?
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, bro. Like, hold on.
Where is this news? I don't know.
Hold on, bro.
We got dudes committing New Jersey murders out there.
My boy told me that he, like, murdered a woman or something. I don't know if he did it in self-defense or on accident or what, bro. I don't know. But apparently he killed someone. and that man scoring goals in at the Bernabeu. So I don't know, or getting scoring goals that are called off at the Bernabeu.
Who knows? If you have the news, just send it to one of us on Twitter. DM, yeah. Message, doesn't matter how you send it to us, just get it out to us. Elon, if you're listening, we're backing you, bro. We're backing you, brother. We're with you all the way. Phil
talking Elon about Musk. Elon Musk. Elon, hey, man, Elon, listen, I know you didn't see my tweet because you just have so many things going on and you're not going to see this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Shameless plug for my club. Manchester United is a really nice football club that's in need of an owner with your creative abilities and financial influence. So if you got a little bit of billions left over after copping Twitter, fly on down to Manchester, get in there, talk to the Glazers, get in the fuck out by my club.
Well, we'll circle this back around to a conversation I had with Soccer Noob. Well, shout out Soccer Noob. But
Soccer Noob.
Woo, man, but yeah, so scary moments in Madrid. Really, it was just one of those, damn. But again, the superheroes got away with it. The Avengers won.
The Avengers.
If you haven't seen Jay's tweet, it's out there. They knocked out $2 billion evil clubs, PSG and now City. I mean, not City, PSG and
Chelsea.
Next City. Is City
next.
So
yeah.
Can they do the impossible and give us the three-peat? Knocking out.
I believe.
That's right. We believe. Black Jesus. Anyway, let me just finish right there before I get into the... Anyways. Oh, man. Where's R. Kelly when I need him singing this shit? Like, well...
It's going off the rails.
Oh, man. Say, on the same day, of course, Liverpool go through against Benfica. Benfica put up a good fight. So let's just put it that way. Darwin Nunez showing off why he's going to be worth about 70 to 80 million pounds, really, because he's going to the Premier League. Jay, Darwin Nunez, take him, not take him.
I don't know enough about him. Everybody's just like, oh, Darwin. He's the flavor of the month right now. You feel me? Before it was the Diaz cat that went to Liverpool, and this is always these flavor of the month cats. I don't know enough about him to take him. I told you guys my targets. I've told you guys that previously. I'll probably tell you that shit tonight again, who my targets are. So, yeah.
And let's really put this out there. The flavor of the month, let's not hype these motherfuckers up what they should and shouldn't be, because one day they'll be the next big thing, and then they arrive in the league and they're the biggest shit flop we've ever seen in the world. Timo Werner
can't handle it and shit. Yeah,
oh, man. So I mean, good for Benfica, they put up a fight, but we all knew what was gonna happen. Moving on, Villarreal registered only two shots on goal between two legs and somehow knocked out Bayern Munich, the more powerful Bayern Munich. I mean,
good evening, bro.
Is this a surprise?
Good evening, bro.
Is this really a surprise?
It is. I mean, not them getting past Bayern Munich is a surprise, yes. But looks like Unai Emery is actually an elite manager, bro. I gave him a lot of shit on this show too. Internet did, but that man owns Europa. He beat us in the final, in the Europa League final last year. He's in the semifinal of the Champions League with Villarreal. Good evening. That's all I have to say. I know Arsenal fans are, some of them are in the corner scratching right now. Like, maybe we could have given him a little bit more time. I don't know how it feels. When he got chopped, it kind of looked like he might have deserved to get chopped at that time. I don't know, but clearly he's a good manager, bro. Clearly.
Yeah, Premier League is too tough. I mean, the second, if you're an elite club, the second you hit down to 7, 8, 9 spots, of course, you're on the chopping block, and it's not long before you get chopped. And I'm not going to claim he's elite, but he's at the right club fit for him, where the team is following him. They know the ideals. They know what they want to play. And they knocked out, like Jay said, his club, Manchester United, got beat by them. Geronimo getting beat by a guy named Geronimo was no easy task to like take it, but it is what it is. I mean, knocked out Juventus when Juventus brought in Vlahovic, this new signing that was supposed to lead them to a promised land, and now Bayern Munich. Ouch. I mean, I'm not surprised seeing how they've been playing, but Jesus Christ.
Bayern Munich is talking about selling Lewandowski right now.
Right? Going to Barcelona, it's like you knocked the boys out 8-2, and now you're going to go back. It's crazy, but here's the question. They play Liverpool. Can they do the impossible against Liverpool?
Why not? I mean, I think Unai Emery knows that club. He has experience in the Premier League for a while. I mean, if any coach was prepared to prepare them, it would be him. Like, he's the best option that they would have to be going into that game because he knows the league. He knows what to expect. So I'm pretty sure he'll be able to set up his team. I think they could do it. Anything to keep Liverpool from going to that shit. I want an all Spanish final, bro. Give me Madrid Villarreal, bro, so that the world can be in balance. Because seeing any of those other clubs win, City or Liverpool, especially Liverpool, bro. Oh my god. We can't let them get any further away from us with these UCLs, bro. And then City, if they win their first one, oh Jesus. I can't, bro. I can't. I need the Avengers and I need the Ninja Turtles to come through. We're going to go with the Villarreal and Ninja Turtles, bro. So I need Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to come through against Shredder, which is Liverpool. And I need the Avengers to go ahead and beat Thanos, which is Man City and Pep Guardiola, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking Villarreal more of a Power Rangers, especially with that yellow
there you go. On, bro. I like it. I couldn't think fast enough. Power Rangers is better.
Beat up Lord Zedd because you're looking Klopp. It's like
Lord Zedd, exactly. Lord Zedd's like, Klopp, bro. Yes.
You got that look, bro. It's like, come on, guys.
Villarreal, Power Rangers, Madrid, Avengers.
Hey, but I'm with you on that. I really do think that they're gonna pull another upset because I mean, look at him. He knows how to set them up. They play their football. They'll defend well, and before you know it, all they need is one shot on target. Only one shot. Yep. So we'll see when it comes time. And then finally, the game that everyone talks about, 0-0, you know, Pep out there claiming, you know, the prehistoric 5-5-0 formation, fucking annoying his ass, Cholo getting the people behind him, fucking Savage pulling Grealish's hair in the last 10 minutes.
Bro.
All over, just.
The funniest shit about that, bro, is watching the Atletico players and the coach complain about City doing what they're doing. And I hate City just as much as the rest of them, but I loved it, bro. I love Pep doing a Simeone on Simeone better than Simeone, right, dog? And then watching those bastards that always do all the bastard-ass dark arc tactics. They live and die by that shit. Have the audacity to try to drag people off the pitch and get pissed off at the end of the game. Oh, suck it, bro. I'm so happy, bro. I hate City, but hey, sometimes the enemy of my enemy is my friend, bro. And at that point, dog, Simeone and fucking Madrid, that Atletico Madrid team, get them out of here, bro. Get them out of here the same way they get everybody else out of here. Get them out of here.
Fucking Choloism at its fucking best, and Choloism at its fucking best couldn't do it against
Huss.
Oh man, it was just hey Huss. All right, Huss. How big of a gap do you guys think it's between the English clubs and the rest of Europe? Also,
I agree with you. Fuck Atletico. Yes, sir.
The enemy of my enemy is
exactly,
and it's true. I mean, but let's get back to Huss's question. How big of a gap between the English clubs and the rest of Europe?
It's weird because in Europe, it just seems like, because when you watch the leagues, right? When you look at the leagues, you look at Prem and you can just see, fuck it. I'm not about to dig right for La Liga. La Liga is a good league, but they're not, as far as watching it, bro, it's, the EPL is more fun to watch. I'm sorry. It is what it is. That's my opinion. You don't like it, fuck off. Just it is what it is, right? When you watch those two leagues, right, or any other leagues, you watch it and you would be like, yo, these English teams should be able to dominate. but that's not the case. So when you say how big of a gap, I don't know, because it's like, it doesn't seem like there's a gap. But when they play in Europe, when we play these Spanish teams, bro, it's a different, it's weird. It's just weird. I don't know if it's the tempo. I don't know, Sal. I can't really, I don't know if, I don't know how big it is. I don't know. I'm just, blah, 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 blah.
I'll compare it to the tortoise and the hare, right? Where the Prem is the hare. It's fast. It's in your face. Everything's going quick, right? La Liga is the tortoise. It's very slow. It can be mundane, tiki-taka everywhere. But the second you get into knockout competition, it is that hare mentality, that slow mentality, where gets the Prem team. They try they try to like
force the tempo and all that shit.
But yeah, you run into these La Liga teams, these Spanish teams that slow it down. They just like, hey, we got this. And they don't mind stalling, wasting time. Look at the second leg, Manchester United and Atleti. That ball was on play the second half, 11 minutes. Only fucking 11 minutes.
That's insane, bro.
But this is how they do it. They break you down by this slow-ass fucking mentality. It aggravates these fucking players on the Prem side. And before you know it, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
But you can't do that against a Pep who comes from fucking La Liga and he knows what's going on in La Liga, so he could out Simeone with fucking better players. So
Right. It's weird. It's funny. That was funny, though.
Right? England has like 4, 5, maybe 6 teams that are really good. Other countries have maybe 3 at most.
Yeah, that's what I mean, huh? So it's like, and then it's like when you get into to knockout competitions, it's like, I don't know, all these other teams look great. Like, how's Villarreal where they're at?
Half that Atletico team would love to play in the Prem.
I don't know. I think they're comfortable with dark art religion out there, bro. Maybe some of them.
Let's go back to the Unai Emery thing, right? Because I think it was too slow. How he was playing for Arsenal. I think Arsenal wasn't set up for that, where Arteta is a Prem guy. He comes from the Prem. So he knows the Prem in and out. So I think that's where it is. But let's move on to Europa, because Europa had probably the best scenes out of everything, too. RB Leipzig goes over against Atalanta for the neutral, especially me that loves both of these, you know. Good seeing Leipzig go through. West Ham, the mighty West Ham. David Moyes. Going through. David Moyes is one step into winning a European trophy. Jay, David Moyes, the redemption story. Is it complete?
Bro, redemption arc, bro. Listen. He's got to get to the final. He doesn't have to win it. But if he gets to the final, bro, redemption arc completed, at least in my eyes. Yo, RB Leipzig, I like a Leipzig. Damn, wait. So who does West Ham play now?
So here, I'll give it to you now. So we're going Leipzig, Frankfurt. So it's a German. So it's two German teams, right?
Uh huh.
West Ham Rangers.
Oh yeah.
No. My bad. West Ham Frankfurt, Leipzig Rangers.
Yeah. I need Leipzig. West Ham in the final. Leipzig West Ham final.
So I mean, unless Leipzig lay a fucking egg, they're gonna go through against Rangers, right? But it's that Frankfurt game with West Ham, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm gonna get at right now, because we saw. Well, let's get to Huss first.
Huss was just saying they have the potential to be the next big club. I think you're about to touch on that a little bit too.
Yeah. But let's get to that Frankfurt one, because they took 30,000 fans. They were only allocated 5,000 tickets. They were only allocated 5,000 tickets in the Camp Nou. Yet, they filled up the entire top section of the Camp Nou. And if you haven't seen the photo, go. It's on my timeline. Probably Jay has it too. You will see the entire top section of the Camp Nou is whited out. That is not by accident, people. You have Barcelona residents, season ticket holders, who said, fuck it, let me sell my tickets to these Frankfurters. That's probably not the correct term, but I'm just going to say to these Frankfurters.
Frankfurt supporters.
Yes. We're going to sell it top dollar. We're going to sell it way top dollar. These people didn't care. They paid the money, filled up that stadium. They go into Barcelona. They beat them 3-2. Xavi afterwards makes a comment. How could we play in this environment? It is too loud. It's not our supporters. Jay.
Bro, it might as well be the grass excuse, bro. I've never heard this. See, everybody always talks about, I always hear these British people and everybody from other countries always talks about America and how we always ruin everything, American sports, this and that. That type of shit doesn't happen in America, bro. They sell tickets, whoever's buying them. You feel me? You couldn't complain about that shit in the U.S. It was too many other support. What? Boy, shut up. That's not no excuse. That's the worst excuse I ever see. Yes, Hus, German support is always insane, bro. And that's what I'm talking about, bro. If 30,000 people are willing to travel and support, then that's what it is. There shouldn't be a situation where they can't get in. That's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not their problem, bro. They should be allowed to go there. I've never heard that in the States. I don't know if that's a thing in the States, but I've never seen it, and I've never heard anybody complain after a loss that, oh, the opposing team's fans were filled in our stadium. That sounds like a Barcelona problem. Sounds like a you problem, Xavi.
And it's funny because if you look at the previous round when they played Betis, they did the exact same shit. They took a mad amount of people. Why wasn't Barcelona like thinking ahead of time? Like, wait. How did these motherfuckers get all these into Betis? Into one of our neighbors? The fuck? We gotta limit this shit. But right. You know, it's not like you can do anything about it. If the people want to sell their fucking tickets, make a shit ton of money, they can do that shit. Cause hey, I mean, especially in the times we live in now, maybe some of these people need jobs, they need money. So fuck it, someone wants to pay $5,000 for a top level ticket, hey, take my ticket. I don't give a fuck.
right.
Who's the NFL fan base equivalent? Germany support.
To Germany support? NFL fan. Buffalo, maybe. Buffalo has a shout. Those dudes be doing freaking suplexes off of the top roof of cars and their tailgates and shit. Buffalo's up there.
I was gonna say Green Bay, bro.
Yeah. Green Bay. I think those. Oh, Seattle too. Seattle's a big, big. They're big supporters out there.
Barcelona are a disgrace. Wouldn't blame them for selling tickets.
Hus is on one today. Yeah, they are, bro. Come on, imagine complaining about that, bro. Imagine that being a complaint as to why your team was playing shit. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't hear that here in the States, bro. You wouldn't.
No, I mean, you mean whoever shows up, and I mean, if it's loud for one team, I mean, I'll put it this way: I'm in LA. You should see the amount of fans, Dodger fans, take to San Diego to Padres games. We don't call it San Diego Padres. No, it's Dodgers South at that point. You don't see Padres. Well, yeah, the Padres fans still complain, but who gives a fuck? Because we're louder than them and we're more annoying than them. So, whatever. I mean, shit still happens. I mean, but only in Europe will you hear the grass was way too aggressive for us. Oh,
yeah, the grass was fighting back.
The ball wasn't rolling right on the grass. It was probably growing a little bit too. Oh, it was too loud for us. We couldn't hear our supporters. Oh, well, they deflated the. Oh, wait, that was Tom Brady. No, never mind. But,
yeah.
on another note, okay, so we are going for a West Ham final at this.
Yes. That's what I want, at least.
Can West Ham make it past Frankfurt?
Why not? David Moyes, all right? David Moyes, motherfucking, why can't they? Mikel Antonio, bro. Rastafari, brethren. Mikel Antonio, Declan Rice, Fornals. We out here, man. They going to do something, I hope.
Yeah, I hope. But you're not gonna hear West Ham fans, you know, complaining because they're not gonna sell all their fucking tickets to fucking Frankfurt supporters. They're gonna fucking hoard that shit.
No, they're gonna be there. They're gonna be there. Is that a where is it? Oh, what's the first leg?
First leg, I think it's over there.
Okay, well that's good. Return leg in England.
So I'll give it to you. No. Return leg is in. Oh, yeah, return leg is in Germany. So the first leg will be in. Will be in England, in London. So, West Ham. We expect, you know, the London Stadium to be rocking.
That shit should be packed. Hammers. They do bubbles. They're the one that do the bubbles, right?
Yep. To be honest, yeah, considering the abuse Moyes got at United, I'm actually super happy of him doing well. Hey, man. We're all happy for David Moyes. And shout out to Tommy C. From More Than a Game, his hammers are going through.
Hopefully you guys get a trophy. Tommy C, huge West Ham fan. I forgot about that. Tommy, yo, we gotta get Tommy on, bro. Yo, Tommy C, More Than a Game. I know you guys are locked in right now, man. We'd love to have you guys on before that game, if possible. Tommy C, still gotta talk about Margot, but that's a different story for a different time. West Ham, I'm telling you, man. Listen, I criticized David Moyes for a long time, bro. Years, while he was at the club, after the club, when he went to Spain and flopped. Yeah, I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous. But if you know me, you know I love a good redemption arc, bro. I love a good redemption arc. I'm never too proud to have talked down on somebody and then watch them come out of the mud, come back, prove me wrong, and succeed. I'll always give that person credit. I'll always admit that I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I love that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like to be proven wrong, especially by athletes. Or coaches in that sense. So David Moyes, we call you Moyes. Shout out to Benzie. Mario's pronunciation of David Moyes' name is Moyes. So we're looking for a Moyes. Sorry for that dad pun, but that joke, that was very bad. But we move.
So let's move on now to the league where I'm not gonna go over the table. It's looking the same. What I am gonna go over is we saw City and Liverpool go 2-2 draw. It's going to come down to the very end. I've already seen the fucking conspiracy theories. City play Villa at the end of the season. Gerrard's going to stick it to City so, you know, Liverpool can win. And then, you know, he moves on to Liverpool in a couple of years. Who sees it out, Jay?
I think City hold on and win it.
You don't want to see those fucking scousers lift the shit.
I cannot, bro. No. Because guess what? If they win that shit, bro, they go past us.
And it makes it even more fucking annoying, man.
Wait, do they tie us or they pass us? Yeah, they pass us, bro.
And let's get to this, because this is what I want to get to. That Pep Klopp handshake was hilarious at the end. So when I was watching that, all I could think of in my mind was Wenger and Ferguson, Wenger and Mourinho. You would never see these three shake hands ever. You would never see them smile at each other, let alone.
It's not even that, bro. It just looked like they're going to take Instagram pics on the sidelines and shit. And they're like all flirting with each other's players and all this nonsense. And then you hear this shit, oh, it's the greatest rivalry. You hear Jamie Carragher spewing off at the mouth, it's the greatest rivalry in the Premier League. What? Yo. What the fuck? I guess it's easy for that numbskull to say that shit because he never won shit at Liverpool. So, you know what I'm saying? He played 15 years at Liverpool and didn't win a fucking thing. So, I guess it's easy for him to say that dumbass shit. Let me put one thing for people that think that this City-Liverpool shit is a real rivalry. First of all, rivalries... You don't like the person, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a mutual respect, right? But on that pitch, there's no fucking shaking hands and smiling and all that shit. Maybe after the pitch, whatever. But on that pitch, bro, there ain't no... Listen to me. For 9 years in the Premier League, let's call it a decade. Fuck it. I'm going to call it a decade. Yeah. Let's say 10 years. It's actually 9, but I'm going to say 10 years, okay? For 10 years in the Prem, the trophy was either at Arsenal or Manchester United. Do you understand that? That's a decade. That's like a generation of people, okay, that only saw two teams win the league for a decade. How do you just instantly forget that? I don't know. Like I said, Jamie Carragher didn't play for shit anyway, so he wouldn't know what a real rivalry was because we owned his ass when he played. So whatever, right? I guess his recency bias is on everybody's lips and minds, whatever. But bro, don't disrespect Arsenal Manchester United rivalry like that with that Klopp Pep bullshit, City Liverpool bullshit.
No, I don't know how much of that you caught at the end, Jay, of that rivalry, because I think I caught it right near the beginning, right? So I was there watching it, so I don't know how much you caught, but...
Yeah, I caught right after Arsenal won their last one.
So the Invincible season, okay.
Yeah. So, and that's when I came in. I came in right in there when they had already, you know what I'm saying, they had already did the Invincible season. And then, was Pizzagate after that? I know I was there for Pizza. Yeah. I came in right after Invincible season. Yes.
So, like Jay was saying, it's a generation. It is a generation for 10 years, right? So, for me, right, it was high school going into college, just seeing these motherfuckers just kill each other. No handshake, no anything. Vieira in the tunnel with Keane just looking at, not even staring at each other. They're looking forward, fucking clubs. Just, you hit the field. You never see anyone go up to someone like that. Like, oh, I love you, man. I love you. Let's go. Let's trade shirts on. Hell no.
God, the Ruud van Nistelrooy beef when he missed the penalty and the whole fucking Arsenal team ran up to him like, bitch, fuck you. Like, yo.
You would never see that now. You would hear complaints if someone ran up to someone and just, why you a fucking bitch? You can't fucking. No. Fucking. It was a decade of just carnage and just beauty. And then once Mourinho came in, he added spice.
Yes, the young upcoming manager with all the fucking flavor, dog. He was like a combination of both of them, but with his own shit. Mourinho is one of the greatest managers of all time. I will not let anybody take that away from him, by the way.
It was the ego of Jose Mourinho, and that interview when he called himself the special one. It was just that took it to that other level. He never apologized for anything he said. He would give it to you straight, or he would just not tell you anything at all. Not fucking Klopp and Pep ready to like make out right now.
Yeah, I definitely thought they were gonna kiss on the sideline, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, yo, just kiss him already, bro. The fuck out of here with that shit. Best rivalry in Premier League.
The 2008 Man United
2008
team.
Man United team with shit on this currently Liverpool team, in my opinion. No, you could have read it with me, bro. We should have read it in unison together. Because he's absolutely 100% correct. We shit on a lot of teams. 08 team was shit on a lot of teams, not even gonna lie, bro. Prime Ronaldo, Prime Tevez, Prime Rooney, get the fuck out of here, bro. I don't want to hear anything. Vanessa, that goalie.
And I'll even put it, I wouldn't give the Invincible squad, but I would give the 2002 Arsenal squad, the one that won the double that year. To me, that was a better squad than what was the Invincible squad. And I think that squad would shit on me. Fuck these teams nowadays.
It's just sad that those days are all far away from us now, bro. We're top four mid-table fodder now, bro. That's what we are. Paying for our sins, for all that success. We're paying for it, bro.
Right, and here we are now. Speaking of top four, we have
fucking joke.
Spurs, Arsenal, West Ham, United fighting for that spot. Jay has sort of given up already on this race. Dead, bro.
Fucking dead. Dead.
I haven't given up on it. You know, we still have a game in hand, so it's still fine. We still have to play Spurs, but we're missing two players at Arsenal. We're missing Partey and Tierney, and that's just gonna kill us. And that's just. And let me give you a stat for Arsenal fans, if you don't know it. We have only beat Brighton three times in the past. I think it was 6-7 seasons. So Kryptonite. Kryptonite right there.
Wait, y'all gotta play them?
Huh?
Y'all gotta play Brighton right now? Oh, they just got right. They just beat y'all. That's right. I'm about to say.
Yeah. So it is it's stupid how that works, but and here's another stat for you. The last time we missed top four against Emery, we missed it because it was Brighton, and who else beat us before Brighton? who beat us before Brighton? It was Brighton and Crystal Palace who beat
us. I was just about to say Palace, yeah.
So Palace and beat us kept us from going in the top four.
Bro, it's that shit's lining up, bro. Like I told you, another Arsenal loss could be catastrophic. Catastrophic, especially if Spurs win again, dog. Oh my days.
Yeah.
Hus says, who's the top scorer right now? In the Prem, I think it's Salah.
It's Salah yeah. is top scorer, and then you have Trent Alexander-Arnold as a top assist, and we'll get to Trent in a bit because I got shit to say on that motherfucker. And,
oh, shit.
But you're giving up on top four at this point, right?
I'm not going to even fucking fall into that. No, hell no. These boys don't want to. They don't want to play in Champions. They don't want to play Champions League. They don't want to even play for the club. So no, that's just dead. No, Fred. By the way, Fred's hurt multiple games. So done. Don't give me. I don't. Dead. Pogba doesn't want to play. Matic just came out and said he's leaving. So
yeah, heart and soul of that squad, Fred, is just fucking. That's a blow. That's a fucking blow.
Yes.
At this point,
we have no midfield.
It's just waiting for Ten Hag now. So just, you know.
Yeah, just announce Ten Hag so I can celebrate something. Fuck.
Speaking of your club before I move on, Richarlison has come out to say he needs the move. Is he going to Manchester United to show that Brazilian flair?
Listen to me, bro. If we pick up, but what is Everton going to charge us, though, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to fall into these transfer battles. So I just want to pick a target and get them, bro.
It depends, right? So we'll speak on that battle afterwards. But you instantly, he's an instant take now.
Yeah, right? I'm taking him. Absolutely. Taking him for sure. No questions asked. I'm taking him.
I mean, it's a better upgrade than what you have now.
Yeah, because at least I know he's going to fucking hustle, bro. Like, one thing he's going to do, he's going to run his fucking ass off. And we need people that give a damn, honestly.
So if you were to pick top four, right, and between Tottenham and Arsenal, considering the form that Spurs are in and Conte kind of lighting that shit up now, who takes it?
It looks like... I kept saying Arsenal, right, bro? I said it after you lost to Crystal Palace, right? But then y'all lost to Brighton, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. It kind of looks like Spurs are going to get in there. Who? Yeah. What's I had Spurs' schedule. Who do they play next? Do you have that up?
Let me pull their schedule up. So
what are their next two games?
Spurs are – so Saturday against Brighton. So Brighton could actually do us a favor by fucking –
You know what's funny? I think Spurs is gonna smack them, bro.
So they have Brighton, Brentford, Leicester, and Liverpool before they play us, right?
Yeah.
And then for us, we have Southampton, which I'm already preparing for a Ward-Prowse free kick to just destroy us. We have Chelsea. El Tweetico, which you can watch here with us, not watch,
yeah.
But you can be with us live as we watch El Tweetico next Saturday, 7:30 a.m. Pacific.
Perfect. Jump off live right when I get off work.
Right, so boom. West Ham and Leeds.
bro, you guys have a fucking tough. Wow. That's what I'm saying, bro. You guys needed the Palace, the Brighton, and this next game. Y'all needed that.
Yep.
Is it going to be Sal, it's going to be tough, bro. Yep. Especially based off form, and you just lost two of your key guys for the season. I don't know, man. I know Spurs go Spurs, but at this point, even if they Spurs it, y'all might have already arsenaled it enough to miss out, bro.
Yeah, history repeating itself.
Where West Ham
Look, bro, it's crazy what's going on. But top four, people, enjoy it. It's going to be a crazy six games, and so is the race to the top to see who drops first or second. Finally, We have Everton, Burnley, Watford, Norwich. Watford, Norwich is set. They're going down. Everton, with a huge win over United, took them to 28. Burnley is at 24. They're equal on games. Biggest news came out of England. Sean Dyche, 10 years managing that club, has just been sacked along with every fucking member of his staff. Is just cleaning the house. And Jay retweeted the funny tweet of a rock golem fucking protecting a castle.
That was perfect depiction of that situation.
Can we say Burnley goes down now?
Yeah, they're done. They have doing that with six games left, taking his whole staff and him with six games left, they have to pay for that sin, bro. And that consequence is going to be relegation.
Yeah, and let me give you their games. It's West Ham next, Southampton, mm-hmm. Wolves, Watford, and Villa. That's just...
Yeah, I think they're going just, down, bro. Yeah, they deserve it. I don't even want to see them anymore, bro. I don't even want to see them anymore, honestly.
Yeah. Cheers to Sean Dyche. Hopefully you get to another club, you know. Hope someone, you know, in the Everton. Championship probably, you know. Oh, yeah, Everton. Yeah, that's right. I mean... You can see it. I mean, I don't think Everton's going to want to keep Lampard, especially with fucking the results. And, I don't know if I said it on here last time, but, you know, Lampard is a mid-table MLS coach. That's how he is. That's the best way I can describe him at that point. And it's not something nice to say about him, but fuck him at this point. moving on, España. Pretty much the same bullshit. Madrid, Barcelona, Sevilla, Atleti, Betis. Atleti and Betis are tied 57. Atleti have a game in hand. Can Betis overtake?
Nah, just the way that Simeone plays, they're gonna hold right there. I think that whole race is gonna finish just like how it is. Nothing changes for me.
I'll give you who they play. Cause they laid an egg against Mallorca, losing 1-0. Yeah. They play Espanyol, Granada, and Athletic Club next. And then the Betis play, they play today Sociedad. It was 0-0. And then they play Elche next. No.
I don't see any movement, bro. I don't see any movement. I don't even see any goals, bro. Where are the goals coming from in any of those games, bro? I think it's a wrap, man. I think it's a wrap.
Exactly. And we would talk more about La Liga, but that shit's wrapped, like Jay said. It's tie a bow on it, send it away. We'll come back when the season starts.
What do those relegation teams look like?
Ooh, that's pretty much done for too. That was pretty much done for. Alaves is at 22, Levante's at 22, Cadiz is at 28. You have Mallorca at 29, and then Granada at 29. So pretty much done for. It's just that final spot, really. That's for the taking. But for the most part, it's good.
Yeah, this is pretty much tough, man. Madrid are going to go ahead and close that out.
And like Huss was saying, not that we shit on leagues outside of the Prem, but it's how La Liga plays. The second it starts winding down, it's like every team starts winding down with it. And it's just only the teams in Europe play harder. And that's just a fact of life there. But we move on. Let's get to the extra part of this. And let's get to Trent. Because I keep hearing best fucking, what is he, left back, right back, right? What is he, right back?
Right back,
best right back in the Premier. Look how he plays. Look at how he assists. Look it up. He is just a fucking shit defender. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That man is a piece of dookie. He cannot defend to save his fucking life.
Nobody cares, though, for some reason.
Exactly. All they care is, look at the beautiful assist he does. Look at how he provides to Salah. Look how he provides to, you know, fucking Jota or this. What the fuck is wrong with people? Can't they see the position for what it is?
Bro, recency bias, bro. And if he's putting in assists, they don't. Game's gone, bro. We said it in the chat, bro. Game's gone.
I mean, who would you put over that man? Who would you put over that man?
At right back in the league right
Like,
now? What position does that Cancelo kid play?
he can play it. He can play right back. Honestly, those
Right.
fucking
I
City
think
players can
he's
play.
the
Yeah.
first person that comes to mind, dog. He is a fullback though, right?
Yeah, he's a fullback.
Yeah. So he is the first person I think of. I'm trying to think of two-way fullbacks though, you know?
Would you put
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka? No, Wan-Bissaka, is he right? No,
Yeah, he's a right back, but
right mid.
Wan-Bissaka is just he's had he's regressing. He's had a really bad season. I put him he's leaps and bounds a better defender than Trent, but going forward is just night and day with him. So no, I wouldn't put Wan-Bissaka up there, but Cancelo, I guess the city fullback would be the first person that I think of. I'm trying to think of my man for Everton.
Oh shit.
What was his name, bro? He's really good too. I can't think of his name to save my life.
Yeah. I'm trying to fucking shit. Who is he? Godfrey? No, it's not Godfrey, is it?
Is it Godfrey? I'm
Godfrey,
biased.
Keane, Mina.
What's the other dude? Is what number does Godfrey wear?
Godfrey is 22.
And then what's the other fullback they have,
Keane is
dog?
five. Yerry Mina's 13. Seamus Coleman's 23.
Okay, Seamus Coleman's a left back, though, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, bro. I could be wrong then.
I
Yeah, I'm
think
gonna go
we're at.
Cancelo.
Yeah. Or is it Ben Godfrey?
It might be Godfrey, though. I think
Godfrey,
Godfrey
right?
was turning up. Yeah, Godfrey was destroying us. Fuck out of here. Yeah. There's a lot of better fullbacks than him, bro. He's just got a hell of a cross on him. And they send thousands of crosses into the box, bro. So whatever, bro. You're not gonna sell me on him being a defender. That's one thing I know for sure.
And there's a reason why Southgate hasn't put him into the English squad in quite a bit. It's just he doesn't need that in his squad. And
Yeah, right.
really that's just what it is. Speaking of, again, transfer rumors, so we do have many who are getting ready to transfer, and one Erling Haaland is apparently one step closer to Manchester City.
Nothing we could do about it, bro.
League's gone again.
League's gone, game's gone.
It's just
Game's gone, bro. I mean, that's all
I
I can
just
really say, bro, because I
not
don't there's nothing
yeah.
stopping that man going there, so
Yeah, it's just that how it looks, but it's just is what it is. And I think it was a blessing in disguise for Pep that he didn't get Harry Kane, and now he's gonna get a young player that he's gonna try to hang on to, unless he moves to Brazil.
right. But then whoever the next manager is straight, so
So it's a rough time, a rough time. We've already discussed our transfer targets. Jay's transfer targets are where they're at. We all know what he wants. We all know what I want. But the league's gone. And then another piece of news that I just saw as I'm checking my phone. AC Milan about to be sold to a
yes.
Bahraini investment group. And if you don't know where Bahrain is, it is in the Middle East. It's another oil investment. Maldini was interviewed and he was asked, is this true? And he did confirm that it's moving forward and we will see a new owner for AC Milan.
I mean, I guess AC Milan's is they're already historical famous club based off their own merit. So I guess, but no, I mean, game's gone, bro. The game's gone. I mean, at this point, if you're at some point, if your owner isn't worth over $200 billion, you're not going to be able to compete in this shit. They want, those Saudis want to own all the teams, bro.
Yeah. And Chinese investment groups, we saw what they did to the Italian clubs. They sunk them in the water. So it's better that they go to a, I'm not saying it is a good thing, but, you know, they right. give them to a Saudi club, Arab club, desert club, whatever you want to call them. But if you give them to one of those investment groups, they're just going to pour money into them. Yeah. And no one's checking where that money comes from. So, hey, the game we live in now. I mean, players are worth millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Clubs are worth billions of dollars. And Elon. If you want to use your money, I mean, there's plenty of clubs. There's plenty of clubs out there, my man. And historic clubs. And Jay would wish for you to come in and just, you know, own his club right now. And
yeah, bro. Tesla sponsors on the kit. Let's go, Elon. Let's do it. Fucking SpaceX sponsor SpaceX. Right there on the side. Yeah, dog. Hell yeah. Come on.
Oh, man. You know that man wouldn't be afraid to spend any amount of money. And then all of it, then if he would do it, he'd just do it so he could build another Tesla factory out there somewhere in the right. world. So,
nonsense, bro.
I mean, I'll put it to you this way. If you are a $1 billion owner and you're American and you're not a dumbass, and I'm looking at you, Glazers. I'm not going to say anything about Kroenke right now. So, Kroenke's giving me money, my club money. So let's just move on. But oh I'm looking God. At you, Glazer.
Don't let Kroenke do this to you, Sal.
I'm not. To watch. He's going to fuck up sooner or later. I know he is. But if you are one of these smart billionaires and you love the game, buy our clubs. Buy our fucking clubs. Bring us back to prominence. We need this.
I'm not even going to be doing the C anymore at the end of the outros. That's dead for this season because there's no point. Nothing to be happy about. That shit's dead. So maybe next season we can start C again if Ronaldo is still on the team. But other than that, that's an outro. C is dead. So that's what they've done to me this season, folks.
So do we have any for the dub, Jay?
Nah, nobody's doing it for the dub. I got a lot of not for the dub. Manchester United Football Club, everybody involved with that fucking club, never doing it for the dub. Nobody gives a fuck. Fuck the Glazers. Fuck every single player. Fuck the coaches and the staff. Fuck the kit, man. I'm over it, bro. Fuck that club right now. I love y'all. I love y'all to death, but fuck you guys. That's it. Nobody doing it for the dub. Who's doing it for the dub? Oh, Karim Benzema. Again. I think that's Kareem's second for the dub in a row. Has that ever happened on Field Talk history? Probably not.
I think that's the third, no?
Is it? It might be. Kareem, a hat trick of, doing it on the pitch and off the pitch. Hat trick of for the dubs, Kareem. The most prestigious award on the internet. Benzema, for the dub, baby.
Hey, man, let me give him our Field Talk troll award, too, because he was looking out there like he was just trolling people, looking like he was dead and on the water, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Came alive.
Delivers. I mean, it's just, and not doing it for the dub. Hey, Xavi, I'm looking at you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at you. You're on the shit list, bro. You're on the book of shit excuses now, man. I'm keeping a list of all you motherfuckers. I'm keeping a big-ass list of you motherfuckers.
Bring that shit out later, bro.
Oh, man. Whether you think the grass is tough, the turf is wrong. The fans are wrong. The ball is wrong. I don't give a the kit man didn't supply you with the right fucking kit. I don't give a fuck. No excuse for you not to go out there and play the game. At least try. Fucking and speaking of Pedri, maybe our juju got to him because the boy's done for the season too. So,
yo, people think Field Talk's a game, bro. Let's end it right on that, bro. this man's okay. I'm done. I'm not gonna talk anymore. I'm scared now. I'm scared of the Field Talk power, so I'm scared.
Oh, man. With that, let's let's go into this ending day.
Folks, thank you again. Season's winding down. Field Talk winding down. Only for the season. We're going to keep this thing going as long as possible. Make sure you follow the South man himself, a.k.a. Sal Talks Soccer, a.k.a. Sal Knows, a.k.a. my new favorite nickname, the Mexican Witch Doctor. Follow me at Field Talk just _ aka the Sauce Man, also newly formed Montana Max, the black version. Follow at Benzy_visuals, aka he's never here anymore, aka the male version of Junior Roberts. Follow us on Instagram at @FieldTalk_. Follow us on Twitter at @FieldTalkPod. We are on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. You don't got no excuse not to stick. You don't got no excuse not to stick with us and all that good stuff. I'm so angry that my club is shit that I can't do the outro happy. But thank you guys again. We'll be back again. Get ready for our tweet to go next weekend. That'll probably be the next show. Not too sure. We love you guys. Plus, thanks again. This is Field Talk. Peace out.
Hey, Elon, support us. Yeah. We're here, bro.
Elon.
Where the fuck is the outro at? Elon.